And now, a man who campaigned against Barack Obama in all 57 states, Mark Gillar.
Welcome to the Tea Party Power Hour. We have a very special guest today, Mr. James O'Keefe. A lot of conservatives think of him as kind of a modern-day folk hero. You've watched him take down Acorn, Planned Parenthood. You've watched his people vote as Eric Holder. He's done a number of things to expose fraud on the left. Mr. O'Keefe, welcome to the show.
Great to have you.
First time I became aware of you, James, was when you did that sting on Planned Parenthood. You called up pretending to be a racist, and you were offering large amounts of money, or I don't think you even mentioned an amount. You just said you wanted to make a donation, but the one stipulation was they had to be willing to use the money to abort a black baby. What happened when you did that?
That's correct. We called up Planned Parenthood throughout the United States. This was in 2007. 2008, just shortly before the Acorn videos, we called up the Planned Parenthood. I was calling up with Lila Rose, and we said we wanted to donate money specifically to abort an African-American child, because we said to the Planned Parenthood babies, of course we were acting, we said there's too many black children in the world, and we need to get rid of them all. And the vice president of Planned Parenthood, who we were recording her phone call without her knowledge, said to us that she was excited by this and that she was very willing to do this, and it's understandable that there are too many black people in the United States. The idea was that Planned Parenthood was founded by a racial eugenicist, Margaret Sanger, and we were simply highlighting that fact.
And you did a good job of it. I was using some of that last night on Twitter as I battled liberals, a little something I do before I go to bed every night. And I can tell you that in 1926, Margaret Sanger gave a speech to the KKK in which, you know, she talked about the need to eliminate the idiots and the morons and the imbeciles. And she actually had a plan, sort of a Negro elimination plan, if you will, that she spoke to the KKK about. And you certainly proved that they haven't changed that much since the days of Margaret Sanger.
Yeah, and this is unlike many other. You know, I suppose you could entrap a shoe salesman or, you know, anyone into saying something that could be construed as playing along. But in this case, not only were they playing along, their entire organization was founded on the principle of, in Margaret Sanger's words, and this is her words, forgive me, not mine. Margaret Sanger said, we have to eliminate this bad stock, referring to African-Americans. So, I mean, we're just highlighting the truth. And that's why we call our organization Veritas. We cut to the heart of an organization's soul. These videos are a window into their soul. And we've been highlighting and exposing hypocrisy, not just with Planned Parenthood, but with National Public Radio, Medicaid, and most recently, voter fraud in the United States.
Now, one of the things that I recall is the head of Planned Parenthood getting on television and saying, just like Obama said recently, that, you know, there'd be all these women without mammograms, that they provide mammograms. Were you part of that sting calling up Planned Parenthood about the mammograms, or was that a different group?
That was Lila Rose of Live Action. Lila and I have done videos together. The racism one was the one we did together. Lila has now gone on to do many videos into Planned Parenthood, and Andrew Breitbart called it Mamma Sham, like the mammograms. They don't actually do them. They just refer people to them. So it's another sort of lie they're peddling. But, you know, this is the really fascinating thing that you brought that up, because I think that one video, you know, sort of George Stephanopoulos, I think, set off the record when I went on his program about a year and a half ago. He said that Planned Parenthood thing was absolutely devastating. He said that video was out of unbelievable, that the vice president would tell us that she was excited to abort black children simply because there's too many black people. That type of stuff is kryptonite to the mainstream media. They don't want to touch that with a 10-foot stick because that is so manifestly damning. There's no way you can spin it.
I would agree with you, and it's amazing how many African-American liberals are in denial about that. They still don't get that the goal of the white liberal is to simply keep them under the thumb, throw them a bone every now and then, and hope that they vote the way they're told to vote on Election Day. And there are some African-Americans who get it, Eric Rush and Nita Moncrief. Star Parker, C.O. Bryant, people like that, but the vast majority of them do not. They think the white liberal is their friend. They think race traitors like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are the friend. And I think what you're proving with these videos, particularly the Planned Parenthood, is that the white liberal is not their friend. So, again, hopefully the message will sink in, but you're not going to, as you know, get that much coverage from the mainstream media.
Well, actually, Mark, one thing that's interesting is that we did a video on the teachers' unions, which is another example of inner-city racism against African Americans, and we did that video. We called it "Teachers Gone Wild," "Teachers Unions Gone Wild." This is about two years ago, and extraordinary things happened. We exposed the union in New Jersey called the New Jersey Education Association, saying that they have to use racial slurs against black kids to get fired from the teachers' union. These are teachers talking on tape. They didn't know they were being filmed, and they were using the N-word against kids. And we filmed one superintendent saying, if your kid is called the N-word, you're going to have to move your kid out of the class. In other words, we'll protect the racist teacher and move your child out of the class. And after that video was released, it was extraordinary, the outrage from New Jersey citizens. So these videos are really compelling, and they're exposing the racism. That's right. They're exposing racism of government-run institutions.
I think that most of the African Americans that I've spoken to who are conservatives have told me that they have experienced far more racism from the left than they ever have from the right. As far as I'm concerned, it all started with LBJ when he said, in reference to his, his civil rights activities as well as the Great Society and, the welfare programs, that he was going to have blacks voting Democrat for the next 200 years, only he didn't say blacks, he used the N-word. And I think that's when it all started. And ever since then, there's been this secret racism on the part of the left. And frankly, it's all about controlling the black vote. I don't think white liberals care at all about African-American individuals. And the work you're doing certainly exposes that. Now, the Acorn video, the Acorn videos, were brilliant in the sense, not only in what they captured, but in the way that they were released. You kind of released one of them, and then they're like, well, he went to a dozen different Acorn locations, and he only got one location to do something wrong. That speaks volumes about the integrity of our operation. And then the second video came along. Well, he only got two people, and he only got three people, and, well, he only got four people.
Right.
It was very clever. Now, was that your idea or Andrew Breitbart's idea to release
him? I think it was both of us. Lila Rose and I did the same thing with Planned Parenthood a year earlier. We released one at a time. We didn't do it in a major way. We didn't have the attention of the mainstream media, but Fox News agreed to feature the content on an embargoed basis. So we went to Fox News and said, here's the first tape, and then here's the second tape, and here's the third tape. Now, what was truly extraordinary about the videos, what you highlighted, is absolutely correct. But a step further, the New York Times, this is something that most people may know, maybe they don't know, their ombudsman, their PR person, said after the videos released that the depths and the extent that the New York Times went to cover up for what Acorn did. The Bertha Lewis is the CEO, was the CEO of Acorn. She told the New York Times that we were thrown out of the New York office. Of course, we weren't thrown out. We were assisted. And the New York Times selectively edited that quote out of their article to protect her credibility. Now, it's one thing to be biased. It's one thing to be politically biased. But that is unbelievable, that a Pulitzer Prize winner admitted that his newspaper selectively edited out a quote to protect an organization that the conscience of the New York Times deemed good. That Acorn investigation just destroyed the credibility of the mainstream media. It destroyed the credibility of networks like CNN, who reported that it was isolated. And you want to know why they hate me so much? They hate me because we destroyed their credibility by releasing those tapes one at a time. Now the media is very careful. The media will not say that something is isolated. In fact, they sit on their hands, waiting for the next shoe to drop.
They still do a little of that, James. For instance, they acknowledged finally that there were brief flashes of anti-Semitism at Occupy Wall Street. So every once in a while, they still do something like that. But I think you've got them. I think you've got them nervous. That's for sure.
Well, Mark, this last week, that Slate, Salon.com. These are not news magazines, which are friendly to my work. And even Rachel Maddow on MSNBC all said they praised this Patrick Moran congressional investigation we did last week. They praised it. They said James O'Keefe finally gets something right. I think the reason they're doing that is because they – Slate.com. This is Slate.com.
I understand.
Reported that Project Veritas has been one of the most effective journalists in 2012. And the reason why they're doing this in my thesis is that they're finally beginning to realize that we have a track record of success, that we're serious, that we're exposing fraud, and there's nothing they can do to stop it.
And congratulations on that. It's been a job well done. These videos have been amazing. Now, with Acorn, I have to ask you what the end result was, because we all know about the funding getting cut and so forth, but a lot of people have compared Acorn to a hydra. You cut off one head and another one grows, you know. So are they back under a number of different names, or did you effectively shut them down?
I mean, people being what they are, I mean, they're going to always – community organizers are sort of a nameless, faceless, you know, composite of citizens. I don't think that – my job wasn't to destroy Acorn. It was to effectively expose it. Their mission, Acorn's mission, was to register people to vote and to provide affordable housing. There's nothing wrong with that mission. I mean, as long as you're not abusing taxpayer funding. I think Acorn, to answer your question, Acorn was defunded in the House of Representatives. President Obama signed a bill to defund Acorn after our videos. Acorn was allocated as much as $5 billion. In the stimulus package of 2009. That was according to CBO reports. After our videos, the $5 billion was slashed, and Acorn lost about $100 million of federal funding. So that's a pretty staggering turnaround.
Absolutely.
Do they still exist? I mean, probably. And in some states like Nevada, Matt Vadim reports they're gone indefinitely. But I think they're gonna be around, and community organizers are going to organize, and that's their right. The question is whether they're abusing taxpayer funding. If you like that video investigation, you should support us, because we've just did an investigation into Organizing for America, which is very similar to Acorn. It's Barack Obama's re-election, grassroots re-election campaign. And we exposed in your state, in Texas, 2 weeks ago, a Houston, Texas Organizing for America campaign official telling us to vote twice. She was fired, and her Houston, Texas headquarters was shut down after our video.
Once again, great job, James, and speaking on behalf of everyone in Texas, we appreciate you cleaning things up in our neck of the woods. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break, but when we get back, I'm going to ask James O'Keefe about that incredibly authentic-looking pimp outfit that he wore during the Acorn Sting videos. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody. Have you ever lost your power and simply wanted to flip a switch to turn your lights back on? If so, this message is the most important you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like running an electric power plant in your own home. Hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again.
And if you'd like to learn how you can get a solar generator for your family, just go to teapartypowerhour.com and click on the appropriate ad. While you're there, you'll also see ads for solar ovens, extended life light bulbs, and life-saving survival food packets.
Are you worried about the economy? Have you ever wondered if the politicians and the bankers are going to bring the whole thing crashing down? If so, pay close attention. Because in an economic meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than even silver and gold. After all, securing a source of food for your family is the single most important thing you can do. Introducing the Survival Seed Bank, the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And the best part is that these seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Prepare your family today.
Prepare your family today by going to TeaPartyPowerHour.com and clicking on the ad for the Survival Seed Bank. Now, while you're there, you're going to see ads for a lot of other products that can help your family in the event of a disaster, whether the disaster is government-made or natural. You're going to see ads for things like solar-powered ovens, solar-powered electrical supplies, and freeze-dried food that can provide your family with immediate nutrition in the event of an economic meltdown. Once again, the place to go is TeaPartyPowerHour.com. Welcome back to the Tea Party Power Hour. We're visiting with Mr. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. I have to ask, where did you get the crazy idea of dressing up like a pimp and a prostitute and going into Acorn and asking for help setting up a whorehouse for underage girls who would be smuggled into the country? Where did that idea come from?
Well, I did a thing with Lila Rose and Planned Parenthood, and this young woman named Hannah Giles was a young reporter for an organization in D.C. called townhall.com.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me a message and said, James, you know, I want to write an article about this Planned Parenthood thing you're doing with that Google was actually trying to shut down our videos. YouTube is owned by Google. So they were censoring our Planned Parenthood video. She was talking about it, and she said, by the way, what about something with Acorn? And I didn't really know about Acorn. I YouTubed Acorn and found them busting down the doors of foreclosed homes in Baltimore. These are Acorn taxpayer-funded officials who are breaking and entering into people's homes thinking, this is illegal. This group is literally engaging in illegal activity. And whether you think that is justified or not, they get taxpayer funding. So Hannah said, why don't you go in as a prostitute and see if they'll help you? And I thought that was brilliant. So I said, well, maybe we should have a pimp. You know, the pimp and the pimp sort of owns the hooker, and they have some type of business dealing. So then I go to my grandmother, because I don't have any costumes. I'm like, hey, do you have a fur coat or something? And she's like, well, all I have is this chinchilla. It was like a chinchilla, thing that you put on your back to keep warm in the winter.
I saw the
I put the chinchilla over my suit, got my grandfather's derby hat, went to the dollar store and got a pimp cane, and there I was, the pimp.
If you'll accept a bit of constructive criticism on that, I thought Jana looked like a really hot prostitute. You looked about as much like a pimp as John Boy Walton. I mean, you're just too nice a guy. You're just too nice a guy, James. You can dress up all you want, but you still look like a good guy. I mean, it's just, you're not going to be able to shake that, so give it up.
I look like Huggy Bear, that's what people say.
That's a good one. I watched you guys, and I thought, you know, as I saw these videos, that these people had absolutely no morals whatsoever. I mean, when you got to the point that you were admitting that these girls were going to be underage and they didn't even blink an eye, that was amazing to me. And then, you know, the one where they said they threw you out, I know for legal reasons, I think you couldn't show the voice and the video at the same time or something, or you had to, anyway, I think I saw just the video of that. But it was pretty obvious that you weren't being kicked out.
Thrown out of any of the offices. This is a media fabrication. We've released all the tapes. We've released full transcripts, full audio. Even the New York Times went through the raw tape and said that we didn't take anything out of context. There are two offices out of the nine we visited. This is Philadelphia and San Diego. Said that they called the cops after we left. Now, I don't know if they did or not because I wasn't there, but I showed the American people the full recordings. And you take a look at those tapes and you tell me if you thought they were just playing along. Why would they give me advice on how to do it? Why would they give me their business cards? Why would they take pictures of Hannah's derriere? Why would they
I can answer that last one.
I mean, think about it, though. Like, you watch those full tapes, you see their behavior, and people, human beings being what they are, they're going to just say whatever sounds plausible at the end of the day.
Well, I love the fact that you told them your name couldn't be on it because you were going to run for office.
Yeah, I said, I'm going to use this prostitution proceeds to fund my campaign. But, Mark, this isn't the first time that people have said anything to try to get out of what they've been caught doing. This week, with our congressional investigation into Patrick Moran and Jim Moran, Patrick said after the video, he said, I was just humoring him. And nobody, not even the Washington Post, nobody believed him. People just say whatever they can say to get out of it getting caught, basically.
Now, I'm going to tell you my impression of the tapes. At first, he seemed to be flabbergasted that you guys were even going to try this. And at first, he kind of seemed like, you know, this is kind of a crazy idea. But once he saw you were committed to it, then he starts saying, we can bring in an attorney, you know, be sure that you've got an electric bill to prove who you are. And then he gave you the advice of, and be sure to call these people and make sure they're not actually going to go and vote. Now, the other thing is, didn't you say you only had a list with 100 people on it?
Yeah, we said 100
people. Okay, for him to not say, oh my goodness, 100 people, that's a drop in the bucket, it's not worth taking this risk. It was interesting that for only 100 votes, he was willing to go along with this. That was amazing to me. But go ahead, you pick it up. I mean, I haven't seen the extended raw footage. I've only seen the brief clips. Was there anything that happened during that entire interaction that would make you think that he was just playing along?
No, there was nothing in that. I mean, we released the excerpts with the raw tapes. It was about a 25-minute entire video. We put the 5 minutes of, like, the highlights and then the raw. And what was interesting is that first he was initially lukewarm. He was like, well, why don't you just spend your time just basically getting these 100 people to vote? And then my guy, our reporter, said, well, actually, these people are inactive. In other words, they don't vote, and I want to vote in their names. And Patrick kind of goes, this is this congressman's son and field director says, oh, okay, well, and then we take out a bag. We actually hit a prop. It's very important that you use props when you're doing these videos. We take out a bag of names of voters. We say they're names of voters. They're just pieces of paper. And we say that we want to vote in their names. And he tells us how to do that, forge utility bills, impersonate pollsters, even use lawyers. So I don't think there was any moment in this entire tape after his initial being lukewarm. In fact, at the very end, he even says, look into doing it, and I respect your initiative to do this.
Wow. And that is amazing. Now, you know, the old joke in Chicago is the election ain't over until the precinct down at the cemetery funds in. And it seems to me that saying that's been around for a lot of years is just as true now as when someone first came up with it. I'm not picking on Chicago specifically, but I mean, within the Democratic Party, voter fraud just seems to be what they do. In fact, I believe there's an effort going on in Florida where they were just trying to get dead people taken off the rolls and the Democrats went nuts. Voter suppression. Apparently, you still have a right to vote even after you're dead.
Isn't it voter suppression to vote in other people's names? Isn't that suppressing their vote?
I would think.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing because they do what they do with no guilt whatsoever. It's absolutely amazing. Now, I've got to ask more about Project Veritas. I mean, it seems like at first when you got started, it was just you and a phone line, and now I know you've got people working for you, and the organization seems to be getting bigger. Are you growing as you undertake each additional sting?
We sure are, and thanks for asking. We started out with just basically an iMac and not even a phone line, a Skype line, because Skype is encrypted so people can't bug your phones. Not to sound conspiratorial, but I'm sure I'm a target. And now we have a little bunker in just outside New York City. We have an office with security cameras and a production facility where we produce our videos and full-time staff. And we even have a few reporters around the country. People say, well, you're recognized, James. Well, I'm not actually the one doing it anymore. I'm directing others around the country who are going into these offices and creatively exposing fraud. And we are a registered 501c3 charity, which means you get the maximum tax deduction if you donate to us. And, you know, every little bit helps.
Tell the folks how to do that, James.
It's Project Veritas, that's V-E-R-I-T-A-S, the Latin word for truth, projectveritas.com. There's a tip line, There's a donation line. And, you know, right now we're getting contacted by the Attorney General of Virginia. Ken Cuccinelli is launching a criminal probe. He's launching an investigation, but the Arlington, Virginia police are launching a criminal probe into this congressman's son. So, of course, we need lawyers to help protect us when we talk to these government officials. So every donation you give to us helps make our work possible.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, James. When we post this interview, we'll also post a link to your website along with a little encouraging note that if people want to help you guys out, which I couldn't imagine why any good conservative wouldn't want to with all the good work you've done, they'll be able to click on the button and go directly to your site and make that donation. We're more than happy to help you out that way because, as I said, I think you are quickly becoming sort of a modern-day folk hero, at least to conservatives. Liberals, not so much, but to conservatives you are. And
I will say this. If you're a conservative, anyone who's abandoning their principles and defrauding taxpayers, I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat, we're probably going to investigate you. So we're not, you know, we're not partisan. If you're a Republican who's stealing taxpayer money, we'll come after you too eventually.
Fantastic. I like that kind of bipartisanship, man. I mean, just go after it. We have our problems on our side too. I don't think there's any question about that. Once again, my guest today has been James O'Keefe. It has been an absolute honor for you to be here today, James. Love to have you back sometime.
Thank you so much for having me, and ProjectVeritas.com, please send us your support.
Absolutely, and we're going to try to make it easy for our listeners to do that. For those of you who find the work that James O'Keefe is doing to be beneficial, their work, which is the type of work the mainstream media once did before it became nothing more than a public relations wing of the Democratic Party, I'm going to encourage you to make a donation to these fine young people so that they can continue this work. Keep in mind, this is a group that exposed problems at Acorn, exposed problems at National Public Radio, exposed problems at Planned Parenthood. These are sacred cows as far as the mainstream media is concerned, and you would never find them reporting the truth on these organizations. But at Project Veritas, they're not afraid. So if you go to teapartypowerhour.com, we're going to have a donate now button under the picture of James O'Keefe, and you can click on that. It'll take you immediately to the Project Veritas website where you can show your appreciation for what apparently is one of the last bastions of true journalism left in this country. Also want to remind everyone who hasn't done it, please go to our petition, congressdoyourjob.com. We all know that this president still has not been vetted. The Republican Party is complicit with the Democratic Party and with the mainstream media in not wanting to vet this man. Make it clear to our Republicans that have been sent to Washington by us, that we didn't just send them there so that they could engage in insider trading. We actually expect them to do something while they're there. Once again, that petition website is congressdoyourjob.com. That's all the time we have today for the Tea Party Power Hour. I thank all of you for being with us. Look forward to having you back really, really soon.
You've been listening to the Tea Party Power Hour with Mark Gillard.